Good morning, everybody. I'm speaking from the cardiology ward here in the Royal. Apologies if I'm repeating what's already been said, but I've not heard what the others have had to say. I've been in here 2 weeks, and I can tell you the care has been absolutely great. It could not have been better. One thing is very apparent, though. That is, Jeremy Hunt is a liar. He says we need a 24-hour service. Well, we have a 24-hour service. I've been in here 2 weekends, and a doctor was always available. So were the support services. For example, they took my blood on Saturday and Sunday, and the labs were there to do the necessary tests. Then again, we know he's a liar, for he keeps repeating that 15% more people die on weekends, when that has been totally discredited. Hunt is also a hypocrite. He talks about patient safety, yet he wants to remove requirements that limit junior doctors working unsafe hours, putting patients' lives at risk. Last night, the junior doctors in my section were supposed to go home at 5 p.m., but they did not go home until 8. These are dedicated people. They really care about their patients. They went into medicine to help people. So to say that they're striking because of money or because they're being politically manipulated, it's an insult. It's a travesty. Their main concern is their patients' need above all else. Hunt knows this, and he takes advantage of it. He thinks he can push them to the limit and they will not do anything. But a point has been reached where they feel they can no longer look after patients properly. So they have said, enough is enough. They know the risks to their patients in going along with Hunt's proposals are greater risk than doing nothing. I wish a lot more health workers had reached that point, but that's another story. It's also important to realize this goes beyond the junior doctors. The government is determined to decimate the NHS and turn it into a market-based healthcare system like in America. And believe me, I know what that means. We've seen how they have eroded the principles of universality, of a comprehensive integrated service that is publicly accountable, and they are now working on the principle of a service that is publicly providable. We see this as the NHS is broken up into bits and turned over to the private sector, where the overriding aim is profit. Thus, when they get around to removing the principle of a service free at the point of delivery based on need, it will be too late. While the junior doctors are saying enough is enough and refusing to compromise on patient safety, their battle is also one for the basic principles on which the NHS is founded. If the government succeeds in forcing them to work unsafe hours for less money, they will move on to other sections of the NHS. Already we see they're getting ready to go after the student nurses with plans to remove their bursaries. Thus, it's essential that we continue to give the junior doctors our full support. I hope to see you out here on the next picket and the one after. Thank you.